passing inside the doorway.
Can you hear me? It's Friday. Yeah, it's my favorite day of the week. Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. It is Friday, August the 18th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number at the Republic Trading Group, just remember, because we open all weekend long. We are open 24-7. If we answer the phone, we are open. That toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, which doesn't take a day off 365 days a year, most people think that the news stops on Friday and starts again on Monday. Well, at republictradinggroup.com, it goes Saturday and Sunday. Quick check of how the big boys on Wall Street ended the week. Little giddy, 5 days, plus signs. So for the Dow, closed the week off, up 46 points, 11,381. NASDAQ, likewise, up 6 points at 2,163. After the bell closed, Ford Motor Company said it would temporarily hold production at 10 assembly plants between now and the end of the year, blaming high gas prices for pushing many consumers away from its pickups and SUVs towards higher mileage models. Well, that's interesting. The metals complex was even more interesting today, my friends. Gold closed down $3.40 at $6,1270. Silver closed up 2 cents at $1,202. Platinum off $13 at $1,214. Palladium off a buck at $336. Oil higher by almost a dollar, closing at $71 a barrel. The U.S. dollar stronger, I should say. Should be weaker, but it was stronger by 3 basis points. Closed the week out at 84.96, below the important 85 area. Why do I bring this to your attention? Quite simply, there was strong support for gold at 610 and 606, according to the technical chartists, analysts on Wall Street. Gold attempted to breach the 610 level 3 times today. Every time it did, it failed. Then, with an hour before trading was to close for the week, they pushed it all the way down to 606.90. 90 cents away from the important test of the 606 area. Now, I'm not saying that come Monday morning, they may not once again try to penetrate the 606 level, but I'll make a prediction when we return on this Friday on the flip side with yours truly, Robbie Noel.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Totem pole, and I'm for the underdog, God bless his soul, and I'm for the guys still pulling their shift, and the single mom raising her kids. I'm for the preachers who stay on their knees, and I'm for the sinner who finally believes.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. So what are the possibilities, you may say, that we have seen the worst of the washout in gold? Let me submit to you a number of factors. Yes, this week, granted, it seems as though peace has broken out in the Middle East. How many times has peace broken out in the Middle East? More times than I can shake a stick at. There are reports late this afternoon that there's action going on between Turkey and Iran and the Kurds in northern Iraq. There are also reports that we could see a major spike in the price of crude oil. Not based on anything going on in the Middle East, but people have forgotten we are in the middle of hurricane season, and things can change in a 24-hour period. You see, because oil is the key to everything, my friends, and you'll be hard-pressed to find anybody who actually thinks that oil anytime soon is going to drop to the low $60 a barrel mark. You have a statement out today by the Congressional Budget Office, which released its budget projections, estimating that the deficit is going to rise to $286 billion in fiscal 2007. That's up from this year's $260 billion, which was also a projected deficit. Moreover, and this is where you have to pay attention, the long-term outlook remains bleak. Total deficits over the next decade are estimated at a staggering $1.7 trillion. The Congressional Budget Office offers an analysis of the impact that the Iraq war will have on the future deficit numbers based on different policy options we could pursue. But if you look at it, and this is the facts of life, if we had a phased withdrawal out of Iraq, it could save $416 billion on the deficit over the next 4 years and $1.8 trillion over the next decade. On the other hand, a strategy of stay the course will increase the deficit by $313 billion over the next 4 years and $1.3 trillion over the next decade. I submit to you, what do you think the likely prospects are that we are going to stay the course? I will surmise that that is the path we will follow. We'll stay the course, you see, because politicians cannot ever admit that they made a screw-up. They can never admit they did anything wrong. So they keep plodding on with the same philosophy year after year, year after year, because they want to save face. Which ultimately means that not only I can read this and see this, but the rest of the world can read this and see this and know what's going on. And that, my friend, spells bad news for the dollar. This is why I submit to you that even though come Monday morning, there's no question, you could see gold maybe retest the 606 area, but maybe not. I think we've seen this washout in gold. I don't think you will buy gold at par 600 in your lifetime. I do not buy into the philosophy that all of a sudden, this White House is going to change its course. President's already admitted as such. Come November, it could be a whole different ballgame. The Republicans do not deserve to remain in power, and the Democrats really don't deserve to win. It's a Hobson's choice we are facing. And I think ultimately, you're either going to one or two things are going to happen in November. Either you're going to have a large turnout for people who are opposed to this expansionist foreign policy of this administration, or more than likely, unfortunately, sad to say, it will be the lowest turnout in American history, voters obviously not having another choice, will ultimately elect to stay at home. All these things spell trouble for the dollar. And as I've said time and time again, when it comes to gold, it's not rocket science. You don't have to be an MIT professor in economics to understand this. Gold's rise is based solely on the dollar's loss. Now, if you believe the dollar is going to regain strength anytime soon with deficits of this size, then don't buy gold. But if you are concerned about the U.S. dollar, gold is the only asset on the face of the earth that can insure you against a falling dollar. There's no other asset. Don't let me repeat Warren Buffett's story again, because it's a perfect illustration of a man who predicted when the dollar was going to start collapsing. He was absolutely right, but how did he lose $1 billion? Because, as smart as he is, he bought into the lie about gold. Well, why do you want gold, Mr. Buffett? It's not an interest-bearing asset. It just sits there. It doesn't do anything. When Warren Buffett made that announcement, gold was trading at $420 an ounce. Today, $612. Don't make the Buffett mistake. And it's not only the financial aspects that are going to cause the demise of the dollar. I think people are slowly waking up to the fact that the man in charge of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is completely clueless. The president came out today while the rest of the country was worrying about what's happening with which I can't even believe. And let me tell you something. The Joan Bennett Ramsey story, when it came out a decade ago, I never touched it. It was a story I didn't even want to deal with. The media was all over itself with the story, 24/7, wall-to-wall coverage. And it's the same thing right now. I don't even want to touch the story outside of pointing out to you how the media concerns itself with trivial issues to the exclusion of all other news. In the last 24 hours, it's been nothing but speculating by attorneys and experts in child molestation and one thing and another, a long litany in front. At the same time, they completely disregard all the other stories, like did the president actually violate the Constitution of the United States, which he swore an oath to office not to protect you. He came out today, said the same thing again. My job is to protect the American people. No, Mr. President. You obviously haven't read the document. Your job is to protect the Constitution of the United States. It's pure and simple. It's not too complicated. Even a man with your low IQ should be able to understand that. But he doesn't. What he's actually doing is he's openly defying the Constitution of the United States. But what's the media concerned about? A murder that happened 10 years ago. The media tells us that this is an important story. But I'm betting that the listeners to this program are a lot smarter than most of the people in mainstream media because they can see through it. This is nothing but a corporate media's diversion tactics. Bush claims that spying on American citizens is to protect us. Interesting, isn't it? This from a man who lied to us to start a war. He claimed it was to protect us. Remember, better fight them over there than fight them over here. And where's America today? America is now more hatred around the world than ever before, and you can thank George Bush for that. But you say, but surely he wouldn't lie to us again, would he? Of course. It's all to protect us. It's not be silly. And so that's why the government is spying on, the Quakers, Catholics. It's all done to protect us. That's why they had spies infiltrate various groups around the country, inciting riots and getting people arrested for speaking out. But the media is concerned about a 10-year-old murder. No, my friends, I'm fully convinced. As a matter of fact, as each day goes past, I get more and more convinced that not only have we seen we've seen the low in gold, but we will more than likely see gold flirt with that $700 area. Most people are predicting November, December. I say it must probably happen in October. A lot of things happen in October. It's the end of the U.S.'s financial year. It's the end of the financial year for all those money managers out there who have to dress up their mutual funds to make them look better than they were. Wall Street, unlike the president, they can actually lie pretty good. They have numbers and figures they can jiggle around to say that even though they had a bad year, they'll actually show you that they had a really good year. Let's not forget the month of October is a strange, strange things go on in Wall Street in the month of October. Seasoned traders, when they show up on Wall Street, they go down, they rub the brass bull. I'm sure you've seen photos of the big brass bull outside the New York Stock Exchange. Apparently, it's a lucky omen to rub the bull in October to frighten away the evils of October the 29th. They carry rabbit's foots. They carry lucky gomes. They are very superstitious about October, especially the last Monday in October. And we all heard about the October surprise. The Republicans are petrified about one thing come November, that if the Democrats take over the House, there's a good possibility that the House will convene a special session and start impeachment proceedings against the President of the United States, and so they should, because there's no question. He violated his oath to office. He violated the Constitution. We're not talking about a little BJ here behind the Oval Office desk here. This is not. It's a thing that upset me with the whole Clinton impeachment. It showed me how fickle and weak-kneed the Republicans were. Because rather go after Clinton for selling U.S. national security interests to the communist Chinese, they wimped out on that. Why did they wimp out on that? They had all the stuff that they needed. They had financial contributions, political contributions from Buddhist monks, from, what's his name? Indonesia, Suharto, I think it was. The same guy who has the clean burning coal in Indonesia. It's the reason why Clinton nationalized Grand Escalante Staircase, which holds, in case people have forgotten, which holds the world's largest reserve of clean burning coal on the planet. They could have impeached Clinton on substantive issues. But no, what did they elect to do? They elected to go after him for dalliances in the White House. Now, that may insult your moral perspective on things. But if you're going to take the moral high ground on something and accuse someone of violating morality, you better be standing way high on that pedestal to make sure that you don't have any skeletons in your closet. Because what killed it for the Republicans is no sooner had they impeached the president than the Speaker of the House and many other Republicans were exposed for the hypocrites that they were. Now I'm not disillusional, and I'm sure that if the Democrats put together a commission to investigate the impeachment of the president, they'll more than likely do exactly the same thing. They more than likely will figure out something to nail him on, but it won't be anything such as violating his oath to the Constitution. Why? Because they all do it. It would be nice if there was a movement that could be generated in the country which has a simple slogan of throw the bums out come November. All of them. Every single incumbent out there. Voted out of office. But you see, people won't do that because they have special interests. Your guy may be a crook, but my guy's okay. Now, I was very excited about the action in gold today. I woke up earlier this morning thinking that as Peter Gandrich in his weekly newsletter has stated, that he feels there could be a possibility gold could go into the sub 600 range. But he says, I say that guardingly. He believes, like I do, that gold ultimately is head for substantially higher than where we see it today. And I think $700 come October is being extremely conservative. Because all the facts and the figures are starting to come out as to this cost of this Bush administration foreign policy in the Middle East, which is an unmitigated disaster from beginning to end. They still will not admit to this day that there's a civil war going on in Iraq. They ain't going to solve the situation in Iraq. America will leave Iraq just like it left Vietnam. Why? Well, it's unfortunate that a lot of generals are now speaking out about the war plans that led up to the invasion of Iraq. It would have been nice if they spoke out at the time, but I understand why they don't do it. They're not thinking about their country, the flag, the Constitution, or America. They were thinking about, my pension. Let me retire first, secure my pension, and then I will speak out. General Gard came out with a few reports in the last 24 hours where he pretty much says everything we were saying leading up to the war with Iraq. These people have no clue as to what they are dealing with in Iraq. You're dealing with tribal people. You're dealing with Sunnis. You're dealing with Shiites. Hated each other for thousands of years. Sunnis being the minority and dominate over the Shiites. It's going to be a bloodbath. Revenge. The cycle of revenge is once again going to initiate itself. It's what you have going on in Iraq right now. They announced a curfew today. No cars in downtown Baghdad. I wonder why. Maybe it's because there's been half a dozen bombings every single day. Well, let's stick more troops in there. Oh, great. Send more 19-year-old American kids into the middle of Baghdad so they become cannon fodder for snipers. Yeah, they talk about improvised explosive devices, but you know, they never talk about the casualties that come from sniping. And it's big in Iraq. You got over 2,500 kids dead. You got 20,000 kids that will never be the same again in their life because they're missing body parts. And you got 130,000 troops that are going to have psychological problems for the rest of their lives. Did this administration think of the consequences of going to war? Of course not. You know, I was watching C-SPAN the other evening when they ran the full 1 hour. Actually, it was longer than 1 hour. Of the interview between Mike Wallace and the Prime Minister of Iran. First of all, Mike Wallace is an embarrassment to the white race. This man has, he's got the intelligence of a gnat, and his interview skills prove that. And I know this is more than likely going to upset a lot of you. But the difference between the Iranian Prime Minister and George Bush, the difference is one is a lightweight, intellectually challenged, and has no concept of countries, cultures, and people. The other one, I hate to say this to you, is a smart guy. He's a smart guy. He's no dummy. Anyway, a lot more to come, my friends. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of Oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of Oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headline and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes. When the government lies to its people. The president lies to us all the time. Can you believe this statement? He admitted today it could take time for the people of Lebanon and the world to view the war between Israel and Hezbollah as a loss for the militant group. The first reaction, of course, of Hezbollah and its supporters is to declare victory. I guess I would have done the same thing if I were them, Mr. Bush said. No kidding, Mr. President, you remember? You remember standing on a aircraft carrier and the big banner said, mission accomplished? Well, that was a few years ago. Anyway, let's go to Paul in Delaware. Hey, Paul.
Hi, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Jews. You know, we got a big problem going on. And, you know, you look at what has happened with that area known as Palestine that has been stolen by the Jews.
Let me correct you here.
Go ahead.
Zionists.
Okay, Zionists.
There you go.
Where
I learned that from?
Where?
The Iranian prime minister. Not once in that one-hour conversation with Mike Wallace did he mention the word Jews. He mentioned the term Israel, but he referred to the people he was fighting as the Zionists. And Mike Wallace didn't even, it went straight over his head. He didn't even understand it. He has no clue. And I think Mike Wallace is a Jew himself.
Yeah, he probably is. I'm getting more and more surprised. You know, I was watching CBS News about 3 days ago, and there's a Spanish channel out of Miami, and they got this older, bushy, eyebrowed guy that looks like a Mexican, but guess what? I found out he is a European Jew, but he has the thickest Mexican-sounding Spanish accent, but here we go one more time again, it's another Jew. And, you know, I wanted to talk about these people because it's not just the Jews. You know, the Jews are a very small minority of people, and the Jews could not be doing what they're doing to everyone else, including us, if it wasn't for these filthy Christians that keep on supporting them. And I have no understanding why a Christian would support an individual Zionist who looks at their Savior, Jesus, as a bastard, his mother as a harlot, and in their country, Israel, it's against the law for a Christian to try to convert someone to Christianity. But these dumb, filthy Christians, they continue to support people who degrade them and look at them as being foolish, because Jews look at the Christians the same way Christians look at Mormons. How Christians look at Mormons as being these dumb cult members who stole part of their religion. Well, that's how the Jews look at Christians. You stole part of our religion and you've got this off-brand cult, but yet these Christians keep on supporting these Jews. So all the problems that are going on in the Middle East...
Can I correct you again?
Sure, go ahead.
When you refer... And obviously who you're referring to are Christians that have bought into the Scofield Bible. And the Scofield Bible obviously was rewritten in the early 1900s to obviously include various passages that were never intended, such as the Jewish people are the chosen race of God. So what you've got to understand is their belief system is based on the Scofield Bible. Now, they predominantly are Baptist. The Jerry Falwells, the Pat Robinsons, and I guess in Texas, Reverend Hagee, I think his name is.
Uh-huh.
They call themselves Christians for Jews, Christians for Jews in support of Israel. As a matter of fact, they've even started up their own lobbying group to rival AIPAC. And I agree with you 100% on this. And unfortunately, a lot of people have not done their homework. I didn't even know this up until a couple of months ago. I hadn't even bothered about researching what the Scofield Bible was all about. But I wanted to find out where Pat Robinson and Jerry Falwell, these so-called Christians, who advocated killing another human being. You see, because I have this philosophy that if you're a Christian and you're pro-life, well, you can't pick and choose what lives you want to save. If you're pro-life, you're pro-life. End of story. In other words, all life is sacred. As the scriptures say, God says, vengeance is mine, which means God takes care of the vengeance side of things. It's not up for us mortals to be involved in taking another human life, irrespective of what it is or who it is. So they've obviously corrupted the scriptures in order to meet a political philosophy, which was the Zionist movement, which was initially, Israel was initially given to the Zionists because of their promise of getting the United States involved in the First World War. That was the payoff. So, yeah, I've done, you see, once you start peeling back the layers of the onion, my friend,
I want to talk about Pat Robinson real quick. You know that he was the chairman of the Bank of Scotland over in Scotland?
Oh, his financial dealings are widespread throughout Africa. I mean, this is a man who exploits the indigenous peoples of poor black African countries in order to mine what are now called blood diamonds. Oh, he's got a vast network.
Well, once again, it's another one of these Christians blaming the Jews.
Sure. Well, no, he's the look. He went on Wednesday, before Wednesday week, before the big mass invasion of Lebanon by Israeli forces. He was holding hands and praying with the Prime Minister of Israel, Mr. Olmert, praying for an Israeli victory over the Hezbollah. So, sure, I mean, you know, he's a hypocrite. What can I say?
Well,
And same goes for Jerry Falwell. They pees out of a pod. And we'll see exactly how powerful these people are at getting out their so-called Christian base come November.
Well, all I can say is they're being Christians.
Well, you know, it's I refer to the people that you've identified as the Hezbollah wing of the Christian right, because they are no different in their tactics, their policies, and their philosophies. They are no different to the people that they want to kill. I mean, if you listen to these so-called conservative Republicans, these so-called Christian conservative Republicans that are advocating for the annihilation of an entire race, this is called genocide. I mean, the stuff that I've heard come out of talk radio, conservative talk radio this week, it's just mind-boggling in its stupidity, from Rush Limbaugh to Sean Hannity to Michael Medved. There's one for you. There's a practicing Jew who's bought into the Schofield Bible, together with his buddy, a South African, who I've had on the show, and actually I like the guy, Rabbi Daniel Lappin. I mean, he's advocating the same thing.
You're talking about Rush Limbaugh. That reminds me, when you say Rush Limbaugh, another name that comes to mind is Alex Jones. This guy is giving, you know, this guy is 90% truth, 10% ultimate deception. You got to keep your eye on this guy also.
Well, I like Alex, and I'm not going to go down that road, brother. And I understand. You know, the controversy that's out there over Alex. Put it this way, I wish there were 1,000 more Alex Joneses out there. Now, you can nitpick with them on one or two issues. I understand that. But obviously, I will defend him in that I find him, first of all, he is an entertaining talk show host. I enjoy listening to him. He brings up issues that makes people think. Now, I understand how passionate a lot of people are about this particular subject, and why he doesn't cover particular things, I don't know. That's his prerogative. I mean, he's a talk show host. I mean, we are not leaders of the country. We are not going to cause the next revolution. We are just people who, fortunately, one, we have a passion for the job we do. We do it for free, which many of us do, by the way. And because obvious to that whole thing is in my case, is I see things going on that I've seen take place before. And I know that the outcome is going to be exactly the same, because it's the same mentality and it's the same people doing the same stupid things. It's as we say, what's the first sign of insanity? Repeating the same mistakes over and over again, expecting different results each time. But the results are never different. They're always exactly the same. As a matter of fact, if you keep on repeating the same mistakes over and over again, the results actually get worse every time.
I think that the problem that people have is not what Alex Jones covers or doesn't cover. We can all see through that. I think what it is him putting himself up there as being the super guy, willing to jump on the hand grenade and the barbed wire for everyone else, when in actuality anyone that does their homework knows that this guy is more fluffed up than any of the other Sean Hannitys. I mean, he's just covering a different flavor. I think that's the issue.
Well, you've also got to understand, and talk show hosts that veer away from the conventional wisdom. Look, we all put big bullseyes on our back. I mean, we become targets. And unfortunately, within the patriot community, we have a tendency to form circle firing squads from time to time. which it is, I swear to God, it's like herding cats in a rainstorm most of the time. And I try to analyze why we do this to ourselves all the time, because we're all trying to achieve the same objective. We're all trying to get America back on course to steer the good ship USS Liberty in the right direction instead of heading towards the iceberg. I mean, that's our whole being. But because we're so entrenched in liberty, people who have passion for liberty, unfortunately, we tend to march to our own drum. And that I have a definition of what liberty is, you have a definition of what liberty is, and even though we both agree on the basic foundation, unfortunately, because of our individualistic personalities, we will clash. I mean, John Stadtmuller and myself are a perfect example. John and I go back a decade. We've been in this fight since the early 90s. We haven't changed our philosophy. We haven't changed our agenda. But I will tell you that me and John have standout, drag-out fights, arguments. It gets heated. It's never got physical, fortunately, because I have a bad neck and I won't. But the point is that's who we are as a people. We are very passionate about our subject, and unfortunately, from time to time, as I said, we form these circular firing squads and do more damage to the so-called cause than anything else, because it divides people into camps. I mean, in the Patriot community, we have all these camps. We've got the Alex Jones camp. We got the Joyce Riley camp. We've got the Jack McLam camp over here. And we've got all these divisions. We're all trying to achieve the same thing, but there's, as I said, there's a lot of infighting, and it's unfortunate, but that's just the way we are.
I think we also need to start growing up. There's a lot of people that are, I call them the baby bottle talk show listeners, because they're like the Joyce Rileys, the Alex Jones, and what they do is sit there and nurse on Alex Jones or Joyce Riley like they're a baby bottle, and there's a lot more information out there, as you mentioned, that you know, certain times hosts don't cover certain issues, but yet people wait around and suck on the baby bottle expecting to get everything that they think they need in life, when they got to let go and start to grow up and start being leaders. We don't need more baby bottle suckers. We need people that are going to stand up and do something.
Yeah, well, and look, there's no question. I mean, what we are striving for, and what we're all hoping for, is a knight on a shining white horse. I'm sure if Ron Paul had to throw his hat into the ring, he would be overwhelmed by the amount of support he would get, because there's no question in my mind, out of 435 politicians in Washington, he's the single one that understands what we are talking about on a consistent basis. And then you have to ask yourself, why doesn't Ron Paul throw his hat in the ring? You know, because if you say to me, find a leader, I mean, he's the first guy that comes to my mind. I don't know. Look, are you calling me from... Oh, no, you're calling me from Delaware, right?
Yeah, I'm calling from Delaware.
I say the best charge for our Patriot community in some way, shape, or form is if Kinky Friedman gets elected governor of Texas, and soon afterwards he announces Texas is going to secede from the Union. I'll be in Round Rock, Texas, if he does that in a heartbeat. I'll be waving his flag and banging his drum. Well, I'm already waving his flag and banging his drum.
Yeah,
but anyway,
I was looking. You know, you were saying about they're looking for the knight on the white horse, and you know that is correct. Everyone is looking for a savior. You know, I've got some intelligence I could unleash on people, but I'll save it for another time. But one thing that we've got is massive amounts of cult networks that are intertwined on this planet, and one thing they're all looking for is a savior. Whether it's Jesus Christ, whether it's Muhammad, whether it's George Bush or John Kerry, or someone else, they're always looking for that savior that's going to do it all for them. And what they need to do is understand the potential that God gave them, and that is that we as human beings have developed and made everything on this planet except for creation itself. We have developed it, whether it's bridges, buildings, or concepts. We are the creators, and what we've got to understand is stop being brainwashed into thinking that we don't have the power to do it ourselves. And if we can realize that, as I have and many others have, we can change this problem, and we won't have to cry. It's kind of like the blacks. You know, we complain about blacks always crying about it's the white man, while the blacks are buying the Tommy Hilfigers and the Timberlands and so forth. Well, if it's the white man, stop supporting him. But at the same time, it's the same concept on the whole of society. It's the government. It's the Jew. It's the Catholic. No, it's you. Get up and start doing some action. As long as you're watching Hollywood movies or just having armchair discussions with no action, you're going to keep on getting what you're getting without the KY jelly until you wake up and say no.
Unfortunate reference, because you do know that's a banned substance and is no longer allowed on commercial or international flights. Paul, call in any time, brother. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's go to Ed in Texas. Hey, Ed.
Hi, Robbie.
How you doing, brother?
I just saw a thing. I saw a thing out there that I have not heard before, and what I'm looking at from the overall perspective is in that 1947 or 48 agreement or whatever it was
Balfour Declaration.
Right. That the Palestinians had a whole bunch of Jordan, and Jordan disallowed that. And my thought is, now staying politically correct, I got a feeling that in the Middle East, in the Arab community, that the Palestinians are the end people.
Well, what you got to understand is, and this is why peace will never come to the Middle East. The rise of Hezbollah is of serious concern, because Hezbollah are Shiite. Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt are predominantly Sunni governments, which the Shiite views as puppet regimes set up by the West. And the destabilizing force in Iraq that is taking place right now, with the Shiites being the majority, and obviously we saw the demonstrations for Hezbollah in streets of Baghdad, the Shiites are rising in prominence in the Middle East, and they are going to seriously threaten the powers that be in Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Jordan. I mean, these are countries that are sitting on the precipice of exploding as we speak. But how they're going to control it, I don't know.
Yeah, but by the same token, nobody in the Middle East wants the Palestinians.
Well, sure. Absolutely. I mean, they expelled them out of Jordan. They expelled them out of Egypt. Expelled them out of Saudi Arabia.
Now, what have they got left?
Well, sure. Oh, I understand. And this is why, with the rise of Hezbollah, it is causing great consternation between the power players in the Middle East. And I can see the Middle East going into a full-blown, chaotic a situation in short order.
Well,
it's just based on tribal differences. It's no different than the Catholics and the Protestants in Northern Ireland. It's no different than the Zulus and the Khoisans in Africa. It's no different between factions here in the United States.
And it's really unreal. It's so fundamental and simple.
Well, you see, nobody's sitting down and talking. The president doesn't want to sit down and talk with the Iranian prime minister because he thinks he's evil resurrected. Meanwhile, he's an intellectual heavyweight as compared to George Bush. Iran has given overtures for peace with the United States. 3 years ago, the United States turned it down because George Bush is stuck on his neoconservative philosophy of of bringing democracy to the Middle East. This is most probably one of the most asinine, stupid decisions I've ever heard anybody talking about.
And they keep on talking about democracy in the U.S. There's no such thing. This is a constitutionally...
Republic. Well, it was a constitutional republic until Earl Warren came along and gave us one man, one vote.
Yeah, right.
So although America was founded on a constitutional republic, and I know some people will get upset with this, but it's a fully fledged democracy. And you know what the real sad thing about this thing that we're promoting called democracy? Within 20 years, white people in America will be a minority.
You got that right.
And let's see what happens when the majority takes over, and the majority is of a different nationality and a different skin color. And they're going to bring up all those old canards like they're doing in South Africa right now, changing the names of streets and cities and landmarks and history, rewriting history books.
Well, I can't, I'm living on Social Security, and some guys call me a leech on society, but I paid my dues, and I paid...
Oh, sure. Look, it wasn't a smart idea, but the government made a contract with you.
Right.
And
I paid unconstitutional confiscatory taxes on, never mind the Social Security taxes, I paid all those taxes were unconstitutional and confiscatory.
Sure.
I want my money back, and I don't care who pays for it. I'm like that. And unfortunately, I can't afford your gold, but I am collecting precious metals, lead and brass.
Well, you know, obviously lead is always my favorite metal. And you know, talking about, because obviously I have a passion for the Second Amendment, we don't need Homeland Security. I mean, Homeland Security is a bureaucracy that's never been seen before by mankind. The founders put in all the protection we need with the Second Amendment.
That's right. And I'm seeing these Homeland Security all over the place, and they tick me off.
Well, thanks for the call, Ed.
You bet. Good night.
All right, my friend. Thank you, Ed. Well, my friends, another week has come to an end. I'm not that disappointed with it. Actually, I was pretty excited the way the week ended today, especially as far as gold is concerned. Take advantage of it. Don't let this pass you by. Call Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. Have a great weekend. Back Giacomo on the weekend. See you Monday. Bye.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.